Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hi, Emmanuel. Johnny with Legal Intake. I have a new claimant on the line for her hair relaxer case. And her name is Kyla. And
awesome.
I can
spell
you her last name if need be.
I got it. Thank you. Hi, Kyla.
You got it.
How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Hopefully you are also. I'm Emmanuel on a recorded line here, and I understand you're looking to see if you can participate in the settlement, correct?
Yes.
Great. Just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that right?
That's correct.
Awesome. Just to confirm here, was it you that used the hair straightening chemicals and relaxers in the last 20 years, or was that a family member?
No, it was me.
Okay. And which of the following have you been diagnosed with, endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
Very sorry to hear that. Roughly around what date were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in 2023, the middle of the year. I think it was around August, I was telling the other gentleman.
Okay. August of 23 or around there. Then what state are you in?
I'm in Arizona.
Okay. Arizona. Let me check the statute of limitations. We should be okay there. Let me go on to this next section here. What facility, hospital, or medical center diagnosed you?
Banner Gateway.
Okay. And that's the one in Gilbert?
Yeah, it's in Gilbert. It's on Higley Road.
Perfect. That's what I see. And what was your doctor's name?
Christine Canella.
Canella. Okay. Looks to be spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-N-E is how they have it. C-A-N-E-L-A. Does that sound right?
I know the last name is C-A-N. Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay, perfect.
I didn't even look up her first name. I just looked up her last name.
Got it. That's what it shows online, but we'll go with that. Then let me go to this next section here. Just to confirm, you used hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And about how many times a year would you say you used the product?
At least 10 times a year, because I'd say 8 to 10 times a year.
Okay.
But probably about 10, because I do my hair pretty often.
Sure. We'll go on the low side just to be safe. You are a U.S. resident living in the state of Arizona, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome or no?
No.
And are you the only one that you know of that used the hair relaxer that ended up getting sick, or do you know anybody else that did?
I don't know of anyone else.
Sure. Okay. And then we said Arizona here. Roughly around what year would you say you started using the hair relaxer?
It was around probably 2014.
2014, okay. Let me put that in there. And then when did you stop using hair relaxer?
I stopped using it last year, so around July.
Okay.
So July of 23.
Alrighty. And then give me 1 second for the next section to load here real quick. Okay, and or would you say you mostly used it at home or at a salon?
No, at home.
Uh-huh, okay. And primarily, I know you used it for about 9 years, primarily, so you may have used like different brands, but primarily which brand would you say you used?
Primarily Africa's Best.
African Pride. Okay, I see it there. Let me click that one. And then just to confirm here, your cancer diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the products regularly for at least a year. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I was diagnosed in 2023, so.
Well, yes, correct.
Yeah, I've been using it way after.
Okay,
thank you. Way longer than me. Mm-hmm.
And what type of treatments were you given?
Well, I had a hysterectomy, and I went through chemotherapy, and then also they gave me a lot of pain medication, mainly morphine.
And about when would you say you started the chemo, rough date?
Around the August of, it was around August of this year.
Of 24?
Yeah.
Okay. And now the doctor that treated you, was that also Canela?
Yes.
Okay. Let me put her name in here again. And then we'll give this 1 second for the other section to load real quick. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording, please?
Female.
Okay. Now, I do have your name spelled K-Y-L-A, and then last name C-A-R-S-T-A-F-H-N-U-R. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the email that they sent over is kylac529@gmail.com. Is that also correct?
Yeah.
Now, is this the best callback number for you? Is this your cell phone, 818-256-0269?
Yeah.
Okay. And what would be your current mailing address?
It's 1421 East Hopkins Road in Gilbert, Arizona, 85295.
Okay.
I'm currently in the process of moving, so that will be my address for probably about another month or so, like
okay.
Maybe 3 to 4 weeks.
I will leave.
Wanted to let you know in case you mail anything.
No, perfect. Let me actually put that in the additional notes.
Okay.
Okay, I put that in the notes that this is your current mailing address, but it's likely to change in about a month since
mm-hmm.
you're moving. Okay.
Yeah.
And then after we complete the e-signature here, it sends it over to the firm, and they'll usually call you in about a week to introduce themselves, double-check the work that's sent over, make sure there's no spelling errors and such. And so you'll have a direct point of contact with them. And then once you know your new address, you can reach out to them, either email or call them, and then get that updated into their system, because they won't confirm you in their system until they re-verify everything with you, just to be extra safe that there's no clerical errors. But we are just about done here on our side. This next section asks for an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
No, I don't have anyone for
it. Okay. And then the last portion is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
January 21st, 1980.
121-1980, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then your social?
The last four is 3275.
Okay, I'm going to send you an automated text message through DocuSign for a quick e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you from my side. But this is generating, and then you'll see it. Hit your text and email in just a few moments here. You can open up either one if it goes to the same spot. So if you want to open
okay.
it up email or text, whichever is easier for you.
Okay, let me see. That's not working. Give me one second.
Yeah, take your time.
Okay, let me see. Okay, so I just got it to open.
Okay.
Okay. All right, you just need me to sign. Okay. Oh, there we go.
What does it read now?
Hold on, I lost the page. Continue. Okay. Let's see. It's saying resolution, case settlement, and then it's asking for my signature.
It should be and highlighted in yellow, right?
Yellow, yes.
Yeah, if you tap
HIPAA
it,
compliant,
it should.
It's fine.
Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You'll kind of just keep tapping until it shows you a yellow finish button. If you tap the finish button and nothing happens, then that means we might have missed something elsewhere. If it submits, then you'll get an automatic copy of the completed document via email, not via text. You know how this one sent both? The copy is just via email.
I think that was it. Okay. And then click submit, finish.
Yep. And did it go through?
Yes.
Okay. So you're all set. You should have a copy in your inbox. And as I mentioned just a few moments ago, they'll call you in about a week's time. Their call will be shorter than ours, but more important because, again, they don't confirm you in their system until they re-verify everything with you to make sure there's no errors or anything like that. But other than that, you're all set. Obviously, you know, Christmas around the corner, so Merry Christmas to you and the family, and have a good night.
Well, thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.